Praise you, Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, that we know that you never leave us nor forsake us. We come to you and ask you for the Holy Spirit to, Lord, minister to us today as we're going to go to the Word. Let the Word be quickened to our hearts, that we may be able, Lord, to receive it, may be able to appropriate it, may be able, Lord, to see the results of it in our life, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the ability to be able to see things in our spirit is important. You know, talking about 2020 vision, really this is what the Lord has been really impressing more and more in me, the importance for us to be able to see things before we see in our heart, in our spirit, before we can see them in the physical world. We are not going to experience what God promises us unless we can first receive it in our hearts and we see it as a reality already before we can see it in the physical world. This makes all the difference. In some areas, you see, it's easier than other areas. Like, for example, many people don't find too difficult. Some people find difficult that too, but that's really their problem. But, you know, many people don't find difficult to believe that their sins are forgiven if they go through a certain steps that the Bible talked about. And the only reason, because they find it easier than, for example, receive healing, is because they don't see anything about it and they had to go on the assumption that what the Word says is true. And there is no contradiction except for their feelings or their thinking. But when there is physical evidence contrary to the Word, then the big problems come around. Because we depend more on our senses than what the Word says. Because we are more based, we live more in the physical world than in the spiritual world. And you cannot have spiritual success if you do that. This is, the Bible defined us as be carnally minded. And if you are carnally minded, you cannot be spiritually progressing. So you had to get to the place in which the Word of God becomes so fundamental in your position, in your experience, in your the way you see things, so that you start seeing those things better than the things you see with your own eyes that can touch when you can, you know, can depend on your senses. Because unless that happens, you're going to always be bound by the status quo, by the situation you are in now. And there is no way out except in the spiritual dimension. See, that's is the cut out of that where you are today to be able to come back to this physical dimension in a different state. And it's going to be manifested. Because the spirit, the power that is in the spiritual dimension is much greater than the physical dimension. Because the spiritual dimension determines the reality in the physical. And you are the triggering point for your own experience on where you stand, on what happens to you. Are you following me? See, you make the difference between receiving and not receiving from God. God wants you to bless you, want to bless you to receive and everything else, but he cannot push it on you because he leave you free to make your own choices of where you want to be, what you really believe. We are going to see, and I hope that you have the time today to cover this, because, you know, that's the basis of our faith and how faith walk is applied, is experienced. See, it's based on the Word, and we are going to see that more in detail. But that's, see, this is why I'm talking about 2020 vision, you know, to be able to see spiritually what are the implications of the Word in terms of the experiences we have. The understanding of that process is critical to what we actually go through. Ephesians chapter 1 talks about that, you know, we should pray for us receiving the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may be able to see what is given to us. If you don't see, you see, this is a spiritual thing, a spiritual triggering of something that does not happen in the mind level. Happens as a result of a spiritual revelation with understanding of how certain spiritual things happen so that you can appropriate what is already given to you, because God is not going to do anything else. God has done everything that needed to be done. He has finished his job. Now it's up to us to be able to receive it. You know, many people struggle with coming in contact with the love of God. If they understand what I'm talking about, there is no problem about realizing the love of God, the depth, the unbelievable amount of love that is there for us to receive. So I you know, the we had that prayer, the application of Ephesians chapter 1, the first verses there from 14, I think 17 on, you know, keep praying that, applying it to yourself, and being open for revelation, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because with that, you are going to have breakthroughs that otherwise are not going to be possible to you. Now, pray in tongues. I mean, there are some practical things that you can do that are going to make a difference. Praying in tongues is certainly one of them, because it gets you out of your sanctuary dimension, your senses, because, you know, it's a shift that you had to take. And if you don't pray in tongues, get that, because that's the first step that it shows that you actually have broken through. And it's an important thing for you to experience, to be able to progress, to be built up, to be edified in your spirit, and to be empowered. Okay. So, you see, without a vision, my people perish. That's the scripture there. And the reason there is because we cannot connect with that reality. See, anything that we do, I'm not going to follow my notes today. Anything that we do is determined by what we think. Anything that we open ourselves up to is determined by what we think. And we think, you know, not only in terms of words, mostly is be able to see what we say, to be able to, you see, otherwise it's abstract. Abstract things remain in the abstract world. Much philosophy is just abstraction, produces results zero. See, any progress is made is because somebody could see a solution. When you see the solution, you are there because you can do it. This is completely scriptural. I could give you scripture after scripture showing the importance of being able to see and to imagine what is the solution. Because only then you can actually implement it. So, I really, in this series, has to do about 2020 vision. And really, it's not just a question of getting physical vision. I'm talking about actually having spiritual vision in the spiritual dimension so that we can understand and be able to appropriate what is our. Otherwise, we won't be able to appropriate it. We need to have that understanding. Otherwise, you know, you can be, you know, studying, reading the Bible and everything else, and get nowhere because everything is filtered through your sensual experience. You need what the Holy Spirit does, bring us revelation in the other dimension, because that's the source of all the solutions we have. That's what's the difference. We are not, you know, the reality of the being born again experience and the baptism of the Holy Spirit that is just nothing else than an extension to that. The reality of that is critical for us to be able to get anywhere. We are talking about spiritual development. Otherwise, we are there arguing some stuff that is completely immaterial and making them issues that become hindrance for us to actually be able to connect with God. Okay, let's get back here. The last few verses that we have been reading last week was talking about the importance of abiding in the Word. Okay, see, the Word is our contact point with God. This is why the enemy is so much attacking the Word, because if he removes from us that solid point, that foundation, the place in which we cannot be moved, then we have nothing left. And the only thing that is a strong attempt to actually minimize the validity and the authority and the accuracy of the Word. And what you can see, though, and this should be the manifestation, if you want, this should be the evidence of it, is that those people that are influenced by that kind of thinking, they may have a form of godliness, but they lack the power of it. Others, instead, they have that understanding. Sometimes they may not appear so humanly acceptable in behavior, but they get results. Jesus' statement concerning his own ministry, if you remember, it was, "You see the works that I do, and they are the works of the Father." Okay. He didn't use philosophy, arguments, whatever. Paul was the same. Okay. You know, the power of the Word was on which you should, you know, in which your faith should be based. Nothing has changed. Okay. So, in John 15:5 says, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. So you see, we should expect much fruit. If we are not producing fruits, it's because we are not connected. And we should make that connection, because when that connection takes place, fruit is a natural result of that connection. You know, a tree produces fruit without effort. You just leave it there. All right? Still there?
Yes.
Okay. So bear much fruit, not just some. But without me, you can do nothing. And you know, many people say, continues focusing on the last part of this verse. Well, without me, you can do nothing. Well, are you without him? So stop focusing on that part and make sure you are in the first part of the verse. Okay? You shouldn't be there trying to prove your uselessness when instead you have been equipped to be useful.
Amen.
And to produce fruit.
Amen.
See, that's again is the wrong focus. It's the focus on yourself instead of being the focus on him. Okay? So the key thing is, where are we abiding? What is your focus? See, this is completely your choice. You can decide where you stand. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have to be immersed in the Word so that you become one with it. This is what Jesus was. He was the Word made flesh. Okay? And then, you know, the promise that comes as a result of that is something that, you know, people are even afraid of saying. But it's there, it's evident. You see, the promise of God is the key for us to get anywhere. It's not our effort. See, people try to be right, try to be perfect, try to be, you know, and they end up wasting their energy because they cannot be right, perfect, or anything in themselves. The only way is when the Word takes over in their life. And when that happens, as you know, if anyone abides in me, there is a if there at the beginning. But when that happens, you know, he is, you know, it says, that comes after. 58, verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and so on and so forth. So, you know, the thing is that whenever you don't do that, that's the end of the story, the end of your experience. The following verses, but if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Okay. Some people have even a problem about this verse. Because, you know, you should ask what you desire. You know, you can desire wrong things. Well, no, I'm sorry. If the words abide in you, you cannot desire wrong thing.
Amen.
Because that's taken over already. Hello? Okay. Shall ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. And by my Father is going to be glorified, that you bear much fruit. So in that way, you are my disciples. See, that is, it means to be a disciple of Jesus. That's what makes the difference. Now, let's go into the more applied things for this. Oh, my gosh. In Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word there, the word of God, is in the Greek, rhema. That means it's not just a word, but it's the word that God speaks to you. See, it's the spoken word. It's when this is why you cannot just read something and it's, you know, you got it. See, This is what you got it is in your mind. But the Rima doesn't speak only to your mind, it speaks through your spirit and your mind. So that you get spiritual understanding of what the word is about, and that becomes an effective on your mind and on your body. So this is what has to happen. This is why it says hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not just listening to something. It's actually hearing what is said at the level in which you had to hear it, in which it applies to your own situation. So that you change the perspective, change the view that you have of that situation according to that word. Okay? So, understanding that make us understand the importance for us to be in the Word, to allow the Word to be operating inside us, affecting our thoughts, affecting our ideas, affecting the way we see things, you see, affecting our vision. Because words represent things, represent the situation, represent the impact. So you see, it's just not the word by itself that is, but the word in a way is has an impact on your experience, on the way you see reality you are in. If it says by your stripes you are healed, it's not just a question of a word that means nothing. Is that you start seeing yourself healed because of that word that you received and has an effect on you. Amen. See, you change. You don't see yourself anymore as sick, even if all the symptoms are there. Because you believe the word more. You believe the reality of the spiritual dimension that the words talk about more than the physical dimension in which you are in your body. Okay, when that happens, when you start seeing yourself that way, you got it. And even if it isn't there physically, you're going to get it soon. Amen. Because it cannot stay there for too long. Because it contradicts the truth. Okay? So, continuing there. And we are going to see a number of things here. Because this is the application. You see, this is the 2020 vision I'm talking about. See, it's evidently not a physical vision, but it's a vision that is within yourself so that you can see yourself in a certain way. You see, when you believe that by, you know, Jesus' blood, your sins are forgiven, you don't go around seeing yourself as a sinner. Hello? Because you have been changed. So you start seeing yourself the way the word describes you. That doesn't mean that sometimes you cannot do some things that are not right. But when you realize that, you realize, well, that's not wrong, I shouldn't be doing this. And so you're being corrected by the word immediately. You're still there. All right. So, continuing here, in Romans chapter 4 actually is really a place where we can see many things. No, am I? Oh, no, I'm just jumping ahead here. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And with that, you know, the implication of that is not just a religious term. You know, saved there, implication is delivered, healed, made whole, and made saved. And you had to receive that to be able to see it manifested. I mean, somebody can read the verse and they have nothing, but when you start seeing it as a reality, that means you're getting it, you are receiving it. And verse 10 says, you know, for with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All right. So, we are going to apply this to us, to our situation, to make it produce the results that we should have as we believe that. She says, you have to believe with your heart and confess it with your mouth. When you confess it with your mouth, you know, you can confess it with your mouth, but without believing in your heart doesn't do anything. See, the believing comes first. And as a result of that, you confess what you believe. It doesn't go the other way around. But you confess and you get the results, or you get the belief. You believe because you make a decision to believe. You take a stand. All right? But we are going to see a number of things that goes with that. This is a scripture many people know. I mean, just about everybody knows it. So it's not a question of a new scripture. The thing is, what I want is to produce a spirit of understanding, a spirit of revelation about that, so that it starts to work at a deeper level that it was working before, so that you can actually receive that in the different areas of salvation that you are looking for. Okay? See, the Word of God as a product produces something in you. Okay? Activates your faith. When you focus on the Word, and only on the Word, then your faith is going to be activated. But we are going to see that there are opposition to that, so that this is sometime, even if you focus on that, there is a background within you that fights against that. And that is your flesh. All right? So, for example, taking a scripture that everybody knows, but we need to really understand it to be able to receive it. Okay? It's Mark 11, 22 and following. Okay? Says, you know, start with that. Jesus says, if faith in God. When this is when the apostles saw that the fig tree had died, and they said, the fig tree is dead. You know, that's, and said, wow. They were surprised. See, evidently they did not understand certain things to be surprised. Okay. The idea is that when you have faith, it's not that it's something that goes on and off from one moment to another. See, say, I have faith in God, or I have faith of God, there is a question that is a continuous manifestation of the faith operating in you, because otherwise what you're doing is wavering. And when you are wavering, you're doubting, and you're not believing, and your faith is not operating. So there is an implication there that there should be not any wavering in you. That means the Word has been so rooted and so influencing you. This is why you had to be into it, so that this continuously is in the background, is there working inside you. Okay? It's working against any other things that tries to. Otherwise, you are going to have other things operating in you, trying to make you think according to the things that you see, hear, or whatever. All right? So it has to be there. Continuously. It says, for assuredly I say to you, whatever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. And that's the key thing. See, that we do not doubt in our heart. Now, if we come, for example, pray against something that is we see physically, maybe our bank account needs fixing, or maybe our body hurts, or whatever, and we pray against that, and we get into the Word, get all excited, get speaking in tongues, and get all going, and at the moment you feel, you know, nothing can stop us. believe that it's all going to happen. And then we just go and watch TV for half an hour. And our focus becomes, you know, the advertising, talk about all the way that, you know, all the nonsense that goes on there. And the world is not there anymore. These other things are there. And they affect the way we see things. In a consequence of that, the world is not effective anymore, and we start looking at the physical and starting giving importance to the physical things that we perceive. And one of the physical things that we perceive is our bank account is red, or maybe our body's hurting, or whatever other things is there. That's not continuous faith. That's faith one moment, and the next moment is like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm hurting. All right? So you have to add doubt there, not doubt in his heart, in those things which you say will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. You know, again, remember the word receive is lambano, which means to take hold of. So you have to take hold of something, but you know, what do you take hold of? Not everything that you think. I mean, you know, you need some money, you take off of the idea, well, I had to go and rob a bank, so I'm going to have the money to do it. That's evidently, that's not the right thing to pray for. Don't you think so? No, the idea is, you see, what you take hold of are God's promises. You have to have a basis on which you believe something. If you believe for something that is based on the word, then you have a God promise there. You have to understand that God's promises. See, God is not a man that he should lie. So if he promised something, it's like you have it already. Actually, you do have it already in the spiritual world because he has done it. It's yours. See, the thing, that's what you have to understand, that it's yours already, even before you actually come into experience, because it's done, it's fixed. God has established it. See, that's the basis in which you were saved. When Jesus died 2,000 years ago, you were saved right there and then, because what he did is valid forever because it was done. When you line up with the things, when you line up with what the word says, it was done 2,000 years ago, there is no time difference. And the same thing with physical healing, and the same thing with any other things, is done. God's promises are his grace. See, often people talk that grace is something we don't deserve. So what? A gift is something you don't deserve. Grace means, charis means gift. A gift, you know, don't say that. A gift is something you give, not to take back. If you give a gift, you know, you're going to do that. I mean, it's given. So this is God's gift to us. He's not going to take it back. He's not going to say, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to give it to you. What has to happen, though, you know, if I give you a gift of $1,000, if you don't take it, I'm going to be keep it in my own hand. So you had to take it. Anything that God's give you, you had to take it. Take it from where? From the spiritual dimension. He has done it spiritually. And you are the person that by faith, you are going to transfer that from the spirit world to the physical world. Amen. By your faith. What does it say in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8? By grace, you are saved through faith. Grace, I mean, and when it talks about saved, involves all the things I said before. Deliverance, freedom, you know, health, healing, everything you put, you know, everything that you can find the scripture to apply to, all that is all included. It's all included. Whatever it is, that you can identify is done already. If God made a promise, it's yours. Hello? But you have to start seeing that it's yours. See, the beginning right there, when you start hearing the word and say, okay, this applies to me. I mean, he has done it already. Now, the only thing has to happen. It's not a question, maybe God is going to do it or not. If God's will is, well, if he made a promise, it's his will. If I promise you something, if I'm honest, then you can count on it. Amen. Hello? So if God promised something, it's done. Healing is done. Forgiveness is done. Deliverance is done. Victory is done. It's yours. But you have to see it as yours. Because otherwise you're not going to grasp it. See, you cannot go around knowing that God has forgiven you and says, oh, poor little me. What am I going to do now to get blessed by God? He has blessed you already. Amen. Hello? Amen. See, we have victory. Amen. You cannot go around. See, it's not a question of fighting the devil, even. He's defeated. Amen. See, if you try to fight the devil, that means you don't believe that what Jesus did is done. You see, he puts up a show, put up something that he wants to make you think that you had to be there fighting, and he's so strong, but there is no strength there. He's been stripped of all the power, all the authority, all his armor is being given away. Don't go and look at the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament he hadn't been dealt with. Amen. Don't go according to the prayers of the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament there was no victory yet. It was only for, you know, the victory was obtained just by faith of what was going to happen later. We have victory now. Amen. We are healed now. I mean, you have to start going around. See, if you start walking around believing that you are healed now, you can walk in divine health without getting sick. Honestly. Why? Because, you know, if the devil comes and tries to put something on you, he says, you have no room here. If you go around and say, oh, now it's the flu season, you know, I'm going to get it. Well, then you're going to get it. Why? Because you think that you are going to get it. You see, you don't have the victory already that was given to you 2,000 years ago. If it's given to you 2,000 years ago, you already have it. But if you experience that or not, depends on you, not on God. See, God cannot do that for you. He has done everything that he could do already. Now it's for you to take the gift that he has given to you, the charis, the grace. See, so it works, you know, by grace through faith. Faith is the switch by which you turn on the grace that is given to you from the spiritual to the physical. Or mental, or whatever it is that needs to be. Are you following what I'm saying? See, that's victory. You start walking in victory. You can be depressed if you see yourself well, if you yourself victorious, if you yourself saved, because saved, that's what it means. Shalom, that's what it means. This is God speaking that to you. Peace. And peace is not just peace, you know, I'm not going to fight with somebody. You have the victory. That's why you have peace. Because you have dominion. That's why you have peace. Because you have health. That's why you have peace. Because you don't have fear, because you got the victory, because you are stronger than the enemy, greater the one in you than the one is in the world. I mean, do you believe that? Or do you believe I had to go around beaten up by the devil all the time? I mean, added that scripture is true, that's a promise. Another promise, greater one is in you than the one is in the world. Do we believe that? Or do we believe that you had to go around beaten up all the time like many Christians do because they don't believe the scripture? They go around quoting it, but they don't apply it to themselves. Applies in general, psychologically or whatever it is, but that has no impact on their life. Are you still there? And can you sit there and without jumping around? I don't know. But that's the word. That's not making it, you know, I'm not making it up. You just go and read the scripture. I mean, I'm just quoting scripture here. And just simply though quoting scripture, not just as a, something nice and, you know, spiritual. No, something real. This has to change the way we think. Start to change the way we feel. Start to change the way we are. Praise the Lord. Gee. I just did the first two scriptures today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you see, people think that to get victory, they had to know all the Bible. And the more you know, the better it is. But you see, one scripture that you really believe has the power to set you free. There is enough power in one word. Jesus didn't go around praying for 12 hours for somebody to get healed. He said, be well. Amen. Two words. Maybe sometime even, be free. I mean, that's our prayer. I mean, this is the way we should pray. You know, if I use more words, sometimes it's for the benefit of those that listen because they cannot connect on just two words. Well, I don't need it. Are you following what I'm saying? See, when you get the vision, you have the power. And you don't need to be there going around trying to convince God to do anything because he's not going to change because you pray. He's not going to change because you fast. Prayer and fasting changes you, not God. He has done everything that needed to be done. Amen. Amen. So are we going to make a confession here to appropriate this? I mean, you see, this is when we believe with our heart. I mean, you can confess how much that you want. If you don't believe, it doesn't change the way you think. You know, you are wasting your breath. What you want to do is okay. You know, I think this makes sense. This is what the word says. If you don't believe it, go and check it out. But the point is, you know, you have the video, so you can go and check out all the scripture. But the point is, once you have done that, you have to make some decision. And the decision is, do I believe it? Now, if you believe it, you see, at the moment in which you hear and you listen it, yes, you agree with it. The next moment when your situation comes in front of you, you believe your situation. So you have to be enough in the word to counteract the other moment when you are going. You know, sometimes certain things you cannot look at. Because if you look at them, they influence you. If you listen to somebody that speaks contrary to the word of God, it's going to influence you, especially if it's somebody with authority. I mean, go to the doctor. The doctor said, "Well, you know, you have cancer. You're going to die in a month." And he, you know, oh my goodness. Well, if your image of yourself is different, but you say, "No, I'm not going to," because the word says, "By Jesus' stripes I'm healed," and I'm healed. And you can see the physical and it's fine because now maybe the physical there, but the thing is, he's not going to stay there in a month.
Amen.
But you have to be solid in your position. It's not just, one moment in, that faith of God means, you don't change on and off. On and off doesn't work. James chapter 1 talks very clearly that if you are wavering, don't expect anything from the Lord. So you have to keep yourself pumped up. You need to keep yourself focused on the word more than the other things. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory that you conquer for us. The world doesn't know, but we do. You are more than victorious. And that day, you stripped all the principalities and powers, all their power and their abilities. And you gave to us the ability, the dunamis of the Holy Spirit to overcome any situation I may find myself in, and coming through you to receive by faith for the things that you have procured for me on the cross. I just thank you for everything that you have done. I believe it. I receive it. I see it, and I'm going to have it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.